Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Good morning and welcome to a new week of Foundations Daily. My name's Liam, I'm part of the team here at SDC, and as always, it's an absolute privilege to bring some reflections from the scriptures to you this week. Today's reading comes from Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 to 35, and it's a passage which you can hear read in full at the end. And as we dig into what is, I'm not going to lie, a difficult and challenging text today, let's keep in mind this fundamental question. How do we keep going in our faith? How do we last when things are really challenging? The passage opens with Jesus and his disciples withdrawing from Jerusalem, where Jesus has just done battle with the religious leaders of the day. Perhaps they were taking a break from their journey. They were sat upon the Mount of Olives. They were looking out over Jerusalem and its temple building. And Jesus tells his disciples this. He says, "You see all of this? It's not going to last. It's going to be destroyed. It's all coming crashing down." And Jesus was, of course, right. Rather than accepting his kingdom of peace, he knew, divine knowledge, that the religious leaders would choose the way of revolt, putting him to death on the cross, and then subsequently finding themselves at the mercy of the mighty Roman Empire. In AD 70, the prophecy was fulfilled, and under Titus, the Roman army led a siege upon the city and its temple was completely destroyed. But as we read through this passage, Jesus' prophecy points to something much greater and much more terrifying. A time of deception, of violence, of terrible suffering, the brokenness of a yet fully redeemed, created world laid totally bare and broken, before Jesus himself returns in glory to bring judgment, to establish his kingdom, and to reign forever. Reading from verse 12, Jesus explains this: "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm will be saved." These are challenging words to read, and somehow they feel even more vivid given the place we find ourselves in right now, and all that we kind of see happening in our world. In the midst of all the chaos and destruction, Jesus gives his disciples one clear instruction: to stand firm. We read this phrase in many other occasions, really, in the New Testament, all referring to an attitude of believers who are being tested, challenged, and or persecuted, but who are choosing to persevere and to trust God, to cling to his promises, knowing that in him they will be saved. And as I prayed over this passage, I was reminded of another one. We find it in Luke chapter 8. It's the parable of the sower. And Jesus' words there, I think, can offer us some real hope in how we can continue to stand firm in these challenging and uncertain days. Luke chapter 8 verse 15 says this: "But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop." How do we last? How do we stand firm? We guard our hearts. How's your heart today? If I'm honest, mine's a little heavy right now. I'm stuck inside again when I'd much rather be meeting with our young people, serving our local schools, seeing my family members. I think it's almost impossible and perhaps totally unrealistic to not be personally impacted by what we see happening in our world right now. Perhaps a better question might be, where are our hearts right now? What's demanding our attention and focus? What's driving our thoughts and behaviours? And as I read this passage again and again, to be honest, I found myself getting a bit lost, sifting through various commentaries. I'll be honest, I still don't understand the end times and who the abomination of desolation is. Good luck working that one out. Perhaps maybe there is something to all of that though. Maybe like me, you find yourself asking the question, what on earth is going on right now? And typically it can feel like we lurch from one disaster or challenge or struggle to the next. You know, my heart often feels like it's all over the place, like it's pulled in a million different directions. What we need to read in these difficult days is not yet another fatalistic headline. And if we're not careful, that's what this passage could potentially feel like. But to listen to the words of our Saviour in the midst of all the prediction of impending destruction. Stand firm. Jesus says, listen to my word. Heaven and earth may pass away. He certainly paints a vivid picture of that. But my words will not. Stand firm upon my word. And never before have we so desperately needed to hear and to receive and cling to the word of God if we're to stand firm for him today. So what do our rhythms look like at the moment? Are we opening our Bibles up and asking God to speak? Are we carving out those spaces and times when we put down whatever we're doing and we listen to his voice? Now, please hear me. This podcast is not meant in any way to slam people down, but rather to encourage us upwards. Where are our hearts? A bunch of guys from my family church small group have taken to doing shared reading plans using the Bible app together. It's been fun. It's been challenging, sometimes repetitive, sometimes frustrating, probably through my own questions. But what it has done is really helped each of us, I think, focus on listening to God's voice for ourselves. Podcasts are great, sermons are really helpful, but are we personally mining the scriptures to hear God's word of faith to us in this season? Today, a simple encouragement that I'm bringing myself really as much as anything. Lord, give us ears to hear and open hearts to receive from you afresh. Let's pray. Lord, we find ourselves right now in a chaotic and confusing world that appears to be out of control. We bring before you our conflicted and our troubled hearts, and we ask that you protect and you fill them today with your love, your peace, and your joy. Help us today to listen humbly to you and to cling tightly to your unchanging word. May we stand firm in the battle this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 to 35. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. Do you see all these things? He asked. Truly I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of this age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumours of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you'll be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you'll be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be a great distress, unequalled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equalled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, there he is out in the wilderness, do not go out, or here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the people of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer's near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You are the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name. Your love was greater. Oh, what could separate?